Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Max, a lot of work has been done at the garden.
Yes, sir.
A lot.
We're continuing. We've been doing this now since 2001. This vision started, so it's a 17-year project for Sherry and for me. But we thankfully, from the gifts of supporters and donors, we've been able to do a lot of construction recently. And we have prayer circles that we've built, and we're updating the amphitheater, and we're putting in the handicap parking, and just doing a bunch of beautiful lights.
The
lights, and we've got beautiful trees that have been donated, and we're going to be putting beautiful hardwood Texas native trees up at the garden. And so, yeah, it's a continuing deal. I'm hoping we get all this done for I get to heaven. I guess we will. God's got this figured out. But yes, sir. And it's bringing thousands of people, and we want it to be a beautiful experience.
Over 100,000 now.
Yeah, over 100,000 a year now come. Yeah. And so it's become now four times the population of Kerrville comes to the cross in Kerrville.
And wherever week we come to a miracle of the week. If you would share that with us this week, Max.
Sure. We have lots of stories, and I just take a second to say we have a lot of people that want to get water baptized up at the garden now that the fountain is working. We have a living water fountain that operates, and water flows down from the Coming King sculpture right in front of the 77-foot cross. And we had here recently a whole family, I think of five, that came from Houston, and they all wanted to be baptized in the water at the cross. And so I was there and took the pictures, and that was great. But then we had somebody that topped that story. They didn't come from Houston. They came all the way from San Clarita, California, and it was the Beth Cray family. And that grandmother bought airline tickets for her whole family to fly in to Kerrville, Texas, and stayed at the YL Hotel, And all got water baptized, and all that was great. And she worked it out with Debbie Maceros, that is our administrative director, in advance. And Debbie said, that could be cold. And they said, we don't care. We got all the kids together. I'm getting them the airlines.
That was the first thing I said. Do these people know how cold it is in the hill country?
It can be. And, of course, we had January the 1st was 70. But when they came on the 7th, it was 17 degrees that night. And so the fountain was froze over.
I was going to say, you probably had to have an axe to get it out.
But they were not to be dissuaded.
Oh,
and so the grandmother brought them up. We had two tour guide
chaplains. That's what you call commitment.
Yeah, right. Jim Musso and Carl Jack. And they water baptized them, and they baptized the family, and they broke the ice. And then instead of dunking them, which was a good thing, they took the water from the living water fountain and poured it over the top of the family. And so that's how bad some people wanted to get to the Kerrville Garden.
I almost would have paid money to see that happen.
Yeah, and we've got the pictures.
Because that's not something I would ever do.
And we've got the pictures. And the neat thing, too, is the daughter of Beth Cray, as I understand here, just heard at the church this last weekend, was that when she got home, the thyroid cancer that she had disappeared.
Really?
And that the doctors tested her. Yeah, and so we had a healing miracle because she got prayed for a lot by a lot of people. And so that's the kind of things that are happening up at the cross, and that's why we want everybody to come up and experience what God's
doing. If you're listening right now, be sure and tell a friend. Tell them about this, because that's how we bring people up there. Everybody tells everybody. Well, Max, we have a returning guest this week, very special person, if you would introduce her.
Yeah, I have Terry Schreiner, the wife of Walter Schreiner and the famous Y.O. Ranch up in the Texas Hill Country, one of the famous Texas ranches, and known for its hunting, known for its longhorn steers, and historic over 100 years that the ranch has been in operation. And anyways, Terry's part of that, and we shared at the last show about how God used the cross to comfort her and the family in a tragedy. And her husband, Walter, was killed in an unexpected car crash. And it was in 2014, July the, what was
17th.
The date? 17th. And right before that, God brought him to the cross through his daughter. And he stood there and experienced that cross and prayed the prayers and contacted his daughter about saying how impressed he was with the cross. And then just a few weeks later, he was with God in heaven. And Terry has an incredible story of how God comforted her and her family and even prepared the family before this tragedy. And you wonder how all this works and how God does it. But he never leaves us, and he's always with us, and he prepares us, and he knows. And it's just a real special testimony. And Terry, welcome back. And, you know, one of the things you might want to read here to start just is that Christmas letter that you sent out the Christmas after your husband went to heaven. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you. Thank you for letting me be here. Yes, every year we'd always traditionally done a Christmas card, a picture for our family and friends. And that very first Christmas after my husband's passing, it was very difficult to decide what to do. We just didn't know how to handle it. And I prayed about it, and this is what the Lord put on my heart. I sent a letter out to our friends. It said, to our dear special friends. On June 20th, 2014, Amy sent her father an article about Kerrville's cross on the mountain. Walter responded that he was going to visit the cross that very next day and later sent her a photo of the cross that he had taken at its base, texting her the words, "It is huge," all capitals, lots of exclamations, clearly amazed by its powerful presence. We will never really know how long he stayed there or what he might have thought or felt while looking at the enormous empty cross and reading the prayer plaques inside. Several weeks later, Walter went to be with the Lord. We decided that year to donate a prayer bench in my husband's honor at the cross. And we donated it in honor of my husband and all the very special friends and family who loved us, prayed for us, and in some way helped us through that very difficult time.
So that memorial is there today, the Walter Schreiner. And God used the cross to touch that family. And there was another cross, Terry, that God used to comfort your family, too. And that was a little cross that you found at the scene of the accident, right?
Yes.
Tell us that story.
Yes, this is all so interconnected. There's so many different things woven into the fabric of this story. It's hard to explain it all. But the very next day, my Walter's very good friend, Bill Barton, went up to the crash site, and he came back just in awe, and he brought us a letter that he'd found at the crash site that was on a little wooden cross that had been erected there. It said, "Should a member of Walter's family find this note, my name is Samantha, Sam, Watson from Midland, Texas. We witnessed the accident and were there to help within a couple of minutes. Many prayers were spoken over him and his family at the time of his death. He did not suffer, and he was not left alone. I am heartbroken for your loss, and my prayers were with you all. With love and respect, Sam."
Wow. I've never heard of that before in my life. Have you, Max?
Yeah, no.
Well,
that's got to be very special to
you.
And very nice of that lady to do that.
You have no idea. Well, Sam and I are now friends. I've met her. She's a very, she calls herself a little rowdy girl. She's a musician. She's a Christian musician. She's now in Nashville. And she and I have become very close. She told me after we spoke that she actually dreamt about this accident before it even happened. She had multiple dreams.
So there was connections. So there connected. Were, a lot of things connected to this. A lot of people.
Yes, yeah. There were so
the
many
premonitions
people
of
involved.
This.
And she had the premonition of the wreck?
She dreamt about the wreck several times, little snippets of it each time. And she knew it was a dream from the Lord. And she saw herself in the dream. She heard the crash in the dream. She saw herself praying over this man. And she's from Midland, and so she happened to be in Luckenbach that night with some friends. The crash happened just down the hill from where she was having dinner with her friends. And she said she heard the sound, and she knew immediately what it was, and she ran down the hill and laid her hands on my husband and prayed for him and prayed for us. How she even knew there was an us, I don't know, because he never wears a ring, never. And so, and she said, "Terry, I can't explain it, but there was peace. There was peace." And I did not know. The policemen don't ever really tell you much, and I didn't even ask at the time when they told me about it. What happened? Was he alone? Did he suffer? I had no idea. And this answered every question I had.
Gave great peace to you and the family.
It gave me and my children so much peace. And I cried thinking, "Thank you, God, that you love my husband so much, that you provided this woman for her and to be there with him and that he wasn't alone." And
to provide a transition for you and
yes,
your family.
Yes, and she said, "No, Terry, he loves you that much, that he gave you that peace."
Right.
Most people don't get that.
Right.
So God has used the empty cross in the garden and this whole experience that happened with your husband to touch your family, and there's certainly a message that's come out of that.
Yeah, your son was prepared by God too, right? He was at Laity Lodge at camp.
Yes, my son was not home at the time, which I'm so grateful for because it was traumatic. And he was at Laity Lodge, where he has been every... It's a wonderful, wonderful Christian camp out in Lakey, Texas, run by the HEB Foundation. And he's been there every year since he was probably 8. And he was to come home the next day. And so my house had filled with friends and people, and we thought, okay, we need to go get my son before closing day. We don't want to be there with all those people. How are we going to do this? And the women that were there had the presence of mind to pray that my son's heart was prepared to hear this news. And I was so grateful that they had done that. We went, I got in the car with some people. They drove me down there. Laity Lodge handled it beautifully. They brought him and his counselor and a friend to the side. We told him, and we took him home. The next day, his best friend, who was also there, told his mother that in cabin time that day, right before we got there, the topic in the cabin was is God good? And can you trust him all the time? Even if the worst thing happens, even if your parent dies, can you trust God to be good?
So God was there for you
and your son, family. Yes.
So he had prepared his heart to hear that. And when I knew that, I went into my son's room and found him in his bed. And I said, "Honey, I just heard what your prayer time was about." And he said, "Yes, Mom." Tears were rolling down his cheeks. He said, "Yes, Mom. I've been laying here saying God is good."
So he'd already made the commitment to God that he was going to love God and trust God, even if he lost a parent.
And he did.
And he did.
And he did.
Well, hurting people are listening now. There's people out there that are hurting. What do you want them to know?
Well, I just read this the other day. It says you cannot have the wonders without the wounds, or the wounds without the wonders. And I truly believe that when you are wounded, that you will see God's wonder. You will see it if you look for it. And He's always there. He loves you. He will love you through it. He will never leave you or forsake you. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And I truly believe that, that if we are grieving, if we have a health issue, a financial problem, God is in it. He is in your situation. He knows the beginning from the end. And He knows what's going on in your life, and He cares.
Amen.
Any closing advice for our listeners?
I would say to dig deep and cling to the Lord with all your might, because He will be the one to get you through it.
And Max, He's the one that's there in the darkest times.
He is there in the darkest time, and He will not fail you.
Amen. Wow. Yeah, that's a good word, folks, because we're all going through stuff, and some of us, it's really serious right now. And just know that whatever it is, that run to Jesus, and He loves you, and He loves your family, and He will help you through anything and everything, and He will do things even like He did for the Shriner family by preparing the son and preparing the Terry, and we'll have to do another show here and talk about how God prepared Terry with a red bird. Mm-hmm. And so stay tuned next week, and we'll tell you how God used hundreds of cardinals for Terry to let her know how much He loved
her. How can people reach us if they want to help us in any way or volunteer, Max?
We need volunteers. We need funds and money to help us keep building this garden for people that need Jesus. And you can go to the website. It's just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. Or thecross@kerrville.org. We have everything online. You can see the tour. You can see the all the art, the scripture, and everything. So come to the website, but also come in person, because there's nothing like it.
Max and Sherry and Terry, thank you so much for sharing that wonderful story with this week. I'm Roy Holly. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Hi, it's Sherry Greiner here with you today with some more quotes. And please send these in anytime you feel that you've been touched by the garden, and tell us what God has done in your life. The first one says, experience God's presence. The sculpture garden is a special place, and God's presence is tangible. Take your time, enjoy the views, meditate, and stand inside the cross. Wow! There are also scriptures and prayers all along the path that will inspire and encourage you. If you need some personal prayer, look for a person in a red apron. They love to pray with you, and you will be blessed. And this one came in from TripAdvisor from someone in Kerrville, Texas. Nancy House from Colorado Springs wrote and said, Dear Max, this is the most thrilling newsletter from you today. I am very, very blessed to be included in the updates. It is hard to calm my heart down from the awesome anticipation of God's preparation for our Lord Jesus to return. It's still such a huge plan which you are following. I can see crosses all over the world, with the second one right here in Colorado. Yes, we are in with unceasing prayer. Blessings to you, Nancy House. In the next one, Hi, Max and Sherry. It's so exciting to see the prayer circles being created on God's holy mountain. I love you both, and thank you for obeying God and blessing Kerrville with your talents and genuine love towards all of us. You both are a great example of what Jesus and being a Christian is all about. It is a privilege and an honor working with you both as we march forward and continue working on the coming King Scripture Garden Together for Christ. This was sent in from Linda Force, who is a trustee on the board, and she lives in Kerrville, Texas. And another one from TripAdvisor, it says, spiritual experience. We have watched this grow over the past 3 years. The cross is inspiring, and the gardens offer quiet meditation. The sculptures are moving and well done. Conrad S. sent this one in. Thank you for many answered prayers, my Lord. I love you. Although this is nothing compared to what you have done for me, I thank you and wish I could give more. Sandra Farias from San Antonio, Texas. And I have my last one for you today. It's Pretty Gardens. We enjoyed all the sculptures and the views. My favorite, other than the cross, was It Is Finished sculpture. And that's the one with the nails. And it came in from TripAdvisor also. And I'll be back with you next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wild Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wild Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wildranchhotel.com, that's YORANCH.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.